This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. An abortion business in Mississippi where abortionists come in from out of state, do abortions, and then leave women with problems to either fend for themselves or deal with their abortionists remotely has been temporarily sheltered from a law that requires such doctors to have admitting privileges at a hospital within the same region as their surgical abortion business. Jackson Women's Health Organization says they are unable to comply with that law and would likely close if the ongoing case finally rules in the state's favor. Stephen Chase Brigham is an abortionist caught operating a multi-state abortion scheme and is fighting to retain his last remaining medical license. Brigham's attorney last week asked the judge in the case to consider the good faith motivations behind Brigham's actions that nearly cost at least one young patient her life. This is Life News Radio.
Perhaps one reason life is listed as the first of inalienable rights by our nation's founders is that death is the cruelest of tyrants. When we fail to protect the unborn from the business of taking their lives, we allow this tyranny a refuge. Thank you for listening to this station and Life News Radio. Take the time to learn about the life issue and defend the first among all rights, life.
In other headlines, Life Dynamics of Texas is documenting how abortion clinics help conceal the deeds of those who prey on young girls. The Abortion Rights Action League is working overtime to scare their voting base. They say it would be terrifying if Republicans won the U.S. Senate and banned late-term abortions. And Obamacare opposition is at near-record highs this close to November elections. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.